I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Known as the PCE, it's the Fed's preferred gauge of inflation. And Marcela Sanchez reports it mostly held steady last month.
The Commerce Department says prices rose 2.6% in July compared with a year ago, the same annual increase as in June. These numbers show why Federal Reserve officials have been reluctant to cut their key interest rate. While inflation is much lower than the roughly 7% peak 3 years ago, it's still above the 2% target. Consumer spending picked up last month, particularly on long-lasting goods, such as cars, appliances, and furniture, many of which are imported. Incomes rose 0.4% from June, boosted by a healthy gain in wages and salaries. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Stocks retreated from all-time highs to close the week. For the week, the S&P was down just 0.1%, the Dow and the Nasdaq about 0.2%, all three comfortably higher for the year. I'm Ben Thomas.